Gray Sister. Paradise Valley, San Diego, California, November 23, 1904. Dear Sister Gray, we have been here for nearly 2 weeks, but I have been sick most of the time. Somewhere I caught a severe cold, and for more than a week I have not associated with the family at all, but have kept close to my room. I have a very severe cough and a very sore throat, and I have thought it best to keep to myself. At times when coughing, it has seemed as if my breath would stop, but I have taken heavy treatment and I am improving, though I still have times of heavy coughing. I thank the Lord that last night I had a good night's rest, with only one spell of coughing. I feel that I am on the gaining side. You will be glad to know that the preparations for opening this building as a sanitarium are going forward rapidly. For some time, the men have been digging a well on the flat, and they have found water. They have gone down 90 feet, and they wish to go 10 feet farther if possible. Last evening, Brother Palmer came to my room so full of joy that he could scarcely speak, to tell me that a stream of water as big as his hand was coming into the well. And this morning, there is 14 feet of soft, pure water in the well. I never saw a man more rejoiced than Brother Palmer was. The thought that there is a lake of soft water 100 feet or more below us has sent a thrill of joy through our hearts. There will be all the water that is needed, both for use in the house and for watering the olive and orange trees on the place. I wish we would all be as glad that the love of God is flowing through our world, and that it may fill our hearts, conveying spiritual strength and vitality to every part of the being. We may inquire, is it possible that God can love us as he loves his Son? It is possible, for God's word declares, "The glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me." John 17, verse 22-23. I beg you and your sons not to let your love for Christ diminish. In the Word of God, we have subjects of the highest value to contemplate. Christ's life is an illustration of sacred, ennobling purity. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1, verse 4. Oh, the depth of the riches of that love wherein God hath abounded toward us in the person of his Son. Think more of Christ and of his rich grace, that you may have the riches of his grace. Beseech God to grant that you may be able in your home to comprehend the love that passeth knowledge. Christ's oneness with the Father was a constant joy to God, for he knew that there was in the world one who would not misrepresent him. In Christ he beheld the reflection of his own character. And it was that his followers might have this same oneness that was Christ's great desire. For this oneness he prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." John 17, verse 17-21. It is this oneness in the church that is to proclaim the wonderful truth that God sent his Son into the world to save sinners. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world.
O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. Verses 24 to 26. The oneness existing between the Father and the Son does not affect the distinct personality of each. And though believers are to be one with Christ, their identity and personality is recognized through the whole of this prayer. I wish that we could comprehend this wonderful prayer. In it, our privileges and possibilities are plainly outlined. We need to watch unto prayer. We need to be constantly on guard lest we fail of gaining the oneness for which Christ prayed. Sister Gray, I entreat you to lead your children in the path of eternal life. A life of piety is a life of praise. Let us, by beholding the character of Christ, become changed into His likeness. With love to all the family.